Krishyamana.
Being dragged.
Prasabam.
Forcefully.
Yavanena.
Abadi Yavana.
Baliyasa.
Who was very powerful.
Na Avandat.
Could not remember.
Tamasa.
By darkness of ignorance.
Avishtaha.
Being covered.
Sukhayam.
His friend.
Surindam.
Always a well wisher.
Buddha.
From the very beginning.
Translation,
when King Puranjana was being dragged with great force by the powerful Yavana, out of his gross ignorance, he could not remember his friend and well-wisher, the super soul. So you can repeat, when King Puranjana was being dragged, with great force,
by the powerful
Yavana,
out of his gross ignorance,
He still could not remember his friend and well-wisher, the super soul.
So purport by his divine grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.
In Bhagavad Gita, in the 5th chapter, text 29, Lord Krishna says, Mokdaram jagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram sudanam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantim. Arichati. A person can be in full Krishna consciousness and become happy and satisfied if he knows but three things, namely, that the Supreme Lord Krishna is the enjoyer of all benefits, that he is the proprietor of everything, and that he is the supreme friend of all living entities. If one does not know this and functions instead under the bodily conception, he is always harassed by the tribulations offered by material nature. In actuality, the Supreme Lord is sitting by the side of everyone. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridayesha arjuna tishtati, Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, text 61. The living entity and the super soul are sitting side by side in the same tree. But despite being harassed by the laws of material nature, the foolish living entity does not turn toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead for protection. However, he thinks that he is able to protect himself from the stringent laws of material nature. This, however, is not possible. The living entity must turn toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto him. Only then will he be saved from the onslaught of the powerful Yavana or Yamaraj. The word Sukhayam, friend, is very significant in this verse because God is eternally present beside the living entity. The Supreme Lord is also described as Suridam, ever well-wisher. The Supreme Lord is always a well-wisher, just like a father or mother, despite all the offenses of a son. The father and mother are always the son's well-wisher. Similarly, despite all of our offenses and defiance of the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord will give us immediate relief from all the hardships offered by material nature if we simply remember, surrender unto him, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mameva ye prapajante mayam etam tarantite. Unfortunately, due to our bad association and great attachment for sense gratification, we do not remember our best friend, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Vikrishyamana prasabham yavanena baliyasa navindat tamasa vishta sukhoyam suridam puraha.
So omagana timidanda sha gananjana. Shalakaya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So it's very interesting. Prabhupada makes reference to this famous verse in the 5th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaram Jagatapasam, etc. So Sarvalokamaheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvam Am Shanti Mrityati. Prabhupada calls this the peace formula. And Prabhupada here in this purport says that he can become happy and satisfied, which is like Tushanti Cha and Ramanti Cha, also mentioned in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Machita Madgita Prana, Bodhyantas Cha Parasparam, Katyantas Jamam Nicham, Tushanti Cha Ramanti Cha. Tushti means, in Sanskrit, means satisfied, and Ramanti means to be happy. Just like we are, sometimes it's translated the Rama in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that one can become happy serving Krishna, but it's also Radha Ramana Hari, that means Krishna is the enjoyer of Srimati Radharani. So anyway, there's different ways of understanding that word Rama. Rama also means Lord Ramchandra, also means Balaram. So you get everything in one, which is really interesting. So the point I'm making is that if one understands what is mentioned here in the fifth chapter, text 29 of the Bhagavad Gita, then what he'll do is machita madgata prana, bodhyantas cha parasparam, katyantas cha mam nityam, tushanti cha ramanti cha. In other words, he'll always be talking about Krishna, hearing and chanting about Krishna. That's the proof that one understands these things. If one doesn't understand these things, then he will be talking about other things like politics, psychology, and other things, which are very interesting to the conditioned soul. Now, they actually agitate the mind, as described in the Bhagavatam, all these different topics. And they these topics, other than Krishna Katha, they create a place of pilgrimage, Tadvayasam Tirtham, for crows. In other words, they agitate the mind, they pollute the mind, and ultimately they don't bring you to the point of Tushanti Cha, Ramanti Cha, of enjoyment and satisfaction. So the proof that one is actually understanding this is that one is always hearing and chanting about Krishna, because he understands that Krishna is providing for one, Krishna is protecting one, which are two of the surrendering principles given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, he has no separate interests other than the interests of the Lord. He's always meek and humble. He accepts everything favorable for Krishna consciousness and rejects everything favorable. So this is the proof that one has understood these things. Now, why don't we understand that Krishna is the well-wisher, the enjoyer of the sacrifices, the Lord of all the worlds, and obviously our best friend? The reason we don't understand is because we don't want to understand it. Because as the super soul, Krishna is reciprocating and giving matat smritir jnanam apoanam cha. What is he giving? He's giving remembrance, forgetfulness, and knowledge according to our desire. You know, so it's really, Krishna's equal. There's another verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu Name Dveshusti Napriya. Krishna says, I'm equal. Samoham. I am equal to everyone. I don't have any special friends. It's not that devotee over there is my favorite. And the other devotee, you know, I just couldn't care less about. That's why I'm putting him through so many difficulties. No. Krishna is equal to everyone. So it's based upon the reciprocation of one's particular desires. If Krishna sees that you have the consciousness of Krishna Bhakti Mukha, you're turning your face away from him, then Krishna will give you plenty of intelligence to forget him, which is described here as, in this particular verse, described here as gross ignorance. Plenty of intelligence to do that. So therefore, Krishna, depending on the mode of nature, you'll get different types of intelligence to forget Krishna. If you're in the mode, if you're a scientist and you like to cultivate knowledge, it's a little bit of mode of goodness, you'll get some scientific knowledge or knowledge about evolution or whatever it is that helps you become a better atheist. And if you're in the mode of passion, then Krishna will give you intelligence in how to make money, acquire things, be fully absorbed in that And that way you'll forget Krishna. And the mode of ignorance, Krishna will give you intelligence, or lack of intelligence, as the case may be, to be fully absorbed in sense gratification. To be, you know, watching, just like tomorrow is the first of the year. So it's the day for, I think it's a day for bowl games, right? Right? I don't know about these things. You know, there's the orange bowl, the toilet bowl, what are the type of bowls you have? Anyway, whatever it is. The Rose Bowl. And so people are just like watching this thing, watching the poor people get concussions too. There's an interesting article in the newspaper yesterday that many of the NFL, that means football players, National Football League, are suing the National Football League, the previous players, because they have concussions and they're brain dead basically when they get a little older. Their wives are suing because they don't have the intelligence to sue. You know, their brains are so coddled, so destroyed by the concussions. So their wives have to be the ones that hire the lawyer. So the people just sit there, and basically what they're trying to do is forget Krishna. Like Prabhupada one time was in a car with a devotee, and they were passing by something called a golf course. And Prabhupada at that time was not so familiar with golf. He was more familiar with cricket. Cricket is, of course, the Indian game. Even if you go to Govardhan, you circumambulate in Govardhan, that you'll see people playing cricket right next to Govardhan. One time I was having, children were harassing me as I was circumambulating Govardhan. So I just told them, I had the person with me tell them in Hindi, that this particular individual, me, he's a famous cricket player, and before a game, he circumambulates Govardhan to get inspired and, you know, and spiritual energy so he can be successful. He's from Australia or something. And so the children left me alone, practically offered their dundabuds to me. So anyway, so, you know, one of the American games is golf. So Prabhupada was going by this golf course, and he said to the devotee, "What is this?" And the devotee said, "Golf," to the Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, "What is this golf?" And the devotee explained very briefly what the golf is. If you look at any of these games that are in the mode of ignorance, he said they take this club, you know, the stick with like a club at the end, and they keep hitting the ball until it goes into a hole. And whoever hits it the least amount of times wins. And probably, you think about it, you know, just give an objective description of any of these games, and it's so crazy. And Prabhupada said, they're simply trying to forget Krishna. That was Prabhupada's comment about the game of golf. And so if you give an objective description of any of these games, not only golf, but I mean like football, they throw something and they're tackling or, anyway, wrestling with each other, whatever it is. And the person who carries it through the end, they get a certain amount of points. I don't even remember how many points they get. I mean, it's been so many years, and I couldn't give a damn anyway. So, and then at the end of four quarters of play or something like that, then whoever has the highest score, that's the team that wins. I remember when I was young, I went to these football games, not because I wanted to, because I was in the band. You know, play the trombone in the band. So I went to these football games, and it was just boring. Everybody was going, "Jai, Jai, Hari Bol." All glories to Prabhupada. Anyway, they weren't doing that. But they were just like cheering, and I was just looking at my watch and saying, "Why is the damn clock going so slow?" Because I think in the last quarter they stop a lot. Is that right in the football? I didn't know. I mean, what do I know? But it seemed like time slowed down. You know, time is relative. Like the Einstein talked about the relativity, the theory of relativity. So the time slowed down. You know, just going, I was praying. This is one of my first prayers to Krishna that I ever had. You know, Krishna, let the time be over. Let it go faster, please, my dear Lord Krishna. Of course, sometimes I pray like that during Bhagavatam class if someone's giving a real boring class too. But that's another subject matter. When are they going to end? So, anyway, get Getting the point. It's just they're doing something just to fill their minds to forget Krishna so that they can think that they are the Ishwaras. Mm. They're the enjoyers. They're the best friends. You know, so it's an avoidance technique. Just like intoxication. They're trying to drown out their sorrow. You know, have that saying about taking intoxication liquor, he's drowning his sorrows. Or, you know, smoking marijuana, whatever they're doing. Because they're going into an illusion with an illusion because the regular illusion wasn't so pleasing to them. So they have to go into another illusion within an illusion. It's pretty cool, isn't it? And sometimes if they get really enthusiastic, they go into an illusion within an illusion within an illusion. You know, several steps removed from reality. So Krishna is giving them the intelligence to do this because it requires quite a bit of sophistication. Quite a bit of faulty intelligence in order to do that. So according to one's mode of nature, if one wants to forget Krishna, one gets it. So then you have then even worse than any of these things is the yogis, the so-called yogis, who are trying to forget Krishna, merge into the existence of the Lord, lose their personality, think that they are the super soul. Imagine, you know, you get such faulty intelligence that when you finally see the super soul in your heart, you think it's yourself. I mean, that's really bad. You know, it's bad enough to play golf and get drunk, or go to the football games, or watch the bowl games on, or watch the rugby, or cricket, or any of those other things, or Bollywood movies. But it's worse to think that you're the super soul. You are that which is. You know, that I am that is. I am that I am. You know, that's what God says in the Bible. I am that I am. I am who I am. You know, so this of course, is the great illusion that occurs due to the super soul. So what this causes is anxiety. Because things don't, even though you think you're God, things don't always go the way you want. You know, you get this, especially I've seen using modern technology, you know, you get this false sense of power, pride, especially using computers like that. You can do things that would be considered miraculous or mystical 50 years ago. I mean, I can't remember like thousands of names, but my computer can. It's called the database program. And, you know, I'm able to do amazing things, process things and everything. So it's like an extension of the senses. And so what happens is that it causes me more frustration when things don't go the way I want. Mm. Because I've gotten this impression that I'm actually the controller. You know, modern technology gives you that impression that you're actually the controller. I mean, you have cars, you can go. Like, you know, sometimes I think of Lord Chaitanya's associates, when they travel from Bengal to Vrindavan, it took them several months. I said, I'm much better. And then we think, well, I'm much better. You know, I don't have to take several months to go from Bengal to Vrindavan. I can just get on a plane and fly. You know, I'm more advanced than Lord Chaitanya, you know. So this, I'm not saying that I actually say that, but the, you know, the consciousness through the use of this modern technology really, it really affects you dramatically. And thinking that you don't need God, you can do everything. I mean, of course, the scientists with all their promises that, you know, one day you're going to live forever. We're going to be able to replace every single part of your body, your heart, your brain. You know, whatever. There's no soul anyway, so we can just make a virtual you on a computer. We can just download your brain, you know, the functioning of your brains, all the neurons and all the interconnections and everything. We can just clone that on a computer. And then you can exist forever in a computer. I wouldn't want to exist forever in a computer. You know, just have someone looking out at them from the screen. You know, they're on the other side of the screen. Yeah. Where's Gurudev? He's... I'm booting him up right now. Gurudev needs more memory, you know. So, I mean, being ridiculous. So this modern technology puts you in this consciousness. Therefore, you become more disturbed. You become more agitated, more disturbed, you know, because you think you can have something. You want, you know, you want to travel here, travel there, you know, and go, which in a traditional culture, you wouldn't have that ability. You'd stay in one village, or maybe you'd walk a few feet, go to the next village or something like that. But it really, it makes you more spoiled. You don't understand the word spoiled? So in modern society, people are like spoiled children. At least in, you know, American society, spoiled children, they have to have what they want immediately. You know, the next day delivery. Like you have this thing. You know, sometimes we order something from Amazon. You've heard of Amazon? No. I'm not talking about the jungle. I mean, now people are so brain dead, they don't even know there's an Amazon jungle. You know, if you ask the kids in high school, you know, because the people have so little education, where's the Amazon? They'll say it's on the internet, you know, it's what you're ordering. Yeah, yeah. So then you have all these options when you order something. You want next day delivery. You know, it's only $80 more, you know. Get next day. So it really, people are like spoiled brats nowadays. I mean, not everybody in the world. There are many people living in poverty-stricken condition and things like that. But like in some of the developed countries, people are spoiled. So that brings us further away from God. I mean, the natural living brings us closer to God, where you're, you know, cultivating your own vegetables and growing things like that. But nobody wants to do that anymore. You know, vegetables, they come from Walmart Superstore. You know, and they don't come from the ground. You know, they come from Sam Walton or whatever it is. So in other words, it brings us further away from Krishna, this modern style of life. So what do we do about it? You know, that's the big problem. How do we remember that Krishna's our friend? And he's the enjoyer of everything we do. You know, yat kuroshi, yat ashnashi, yat jahoshi, dadasi, yat yatapasha shikontiya, tat kuroshwabhmat offering. Whatever we do, whatever we offer, should be done as an offering to Krishna. And whatever happens is Krishna doing it, and he's our friend. And you shouldn't get so frustrated when things don't happen according to what you want, the way you want it to. You know, your computer just acts up on you. Or your friends act up on you. Or the weather acts up on you. Or, you know, there's so many things. It's modern society full of anxiety. Prabhupada said he can be satisfied and happy, to shanti cha ramanti cha, if you know these three things. But we're forgetting these three things. So how do we remember these three things all the time and not get bewildered by all these little toys we have and all things like that? The way we remember is by having regular sadhana and be reminded of it every day. You know, it, because we are so dull. Just like people, when they want to remember something, what do? They tie something on their fingers, right? And I have, what I do, you know, because I have trouble remembering, I keep a little, you stick up notes with me. And when I'm finished, I stick them on my forehead. Or something. Remember things. But, you know, I stick them all. You know, if you look at my desk, it's filled with stick-up notes all over, everywhere. Just remember this. You know, remember, you got to chant your japa today. You got to eat prasadam. No, not really. Those things I remember. But we have to be reminded constantly, continually, about these things because of the influence of the modern technology of Kali Yuga and because of the modes of nature, because of our own desires. We have to be reminded. That's why one has to regularly hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Regularly hear that Krishna's the controller. Krishna's in charge. He's your well-wishes. He's in your heart. I mean, how many times have we remembered that? That Krishna's in our heart. Our best friend. Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Our best friend is right there. I remember, that's one of the things that impressed me about chanting Hare Krishna before I joined the movement. Now I forget it. But anyway, before I joined the movement, what impressed me, you know, that I could have my friend with me all day long. You know, because I had some trouble with my other friends. You know, they weren't friends indeed. They weren't friends indeed when I was a friend in need. So anyway, So whatever. I had some problems with my other friends because, anyway, they weren't pure devotees. So I was thinking, this is so nice that all I have to do is go, Hare Krishna. And my friend is with me. And my friend, it's nice having a friend who's in control of everything, too. Most of my other friends weren't even control their senses. Isn't it? Couldn't even control anything. But here's a friend who can control everything. Ishwara. You know, this is that verse again from the Bhagavad Gita. Ishwara Sarvabhutanam Hridayeshwarjo. Here's the Ishwara, the supreme control. Ishwara Parama Krishna. Sarvabhutanam. So he's in charge of everything, and he can also influence everybody and change everybody's mind. And wow, he's with me. So then I began to chant Hare Krishna continually. That was one of the main impetuses for chanting in the beginning for me. Of course, it made me happy too. But mainly it was that Krishna could be with me at every minute, my friend. And he's in the heart, of course. He's with you anyway. But he really reciprocates with you more when you chant his holy names, because he's there in the holy names too, in addition to being in the heart. And in the holy names, he's there in his original form, as Yam Shaima Shundra and Chinchaguna Svarupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. He's there in his original form. So it was so nice to be in contact with Krishna, with my friend. Of course, recently I've forgotten that. But anyway, so I think a lot of people have that experience, isn't it? The chanting is like that. So we have to be reminded, hey, that's it, you know. That's what we're here for, to connect with Krishna. He's your friend. He's taking care of you. He's providing for you. He's maintaining you. And when you understand that, gatva mam shanti, richati, then you become happy. And then what you want to do? You know, if someone does everything for you, you want to glorify him. Right? Machata madgata apana, paryantascha parasparam, katyantascha mam nityam. Tushanti cha ramanti cha. All you want to do is just talk about him. You know, someone who does everything for you. Let's say Bill Gates comes and gives me $1 billion or something like that. I'm going to be talking about him for a long time and glorifying him and telling you how nice he is. You know, he's actually a devotee. You know, even though he's not, but at least he gave me money. But, so, you know, I'm going to be glorified. So the same thing with Krishna. He's doing everything for you. He's your friend. He's your well-wisher. Not, you know, we have other well-wishers. I mean, of course, the spiritual master is the eternal well-wisher, too. But we think so many other people are our well-wishers, but they come and go. They come and go. You know, all these relationships, like will-o'-the-wisp relationships. Kamala dala jala jivana tala mala bhajana huri para nitire. It's like a drop of water on a lotus leaf, and it just, like, goes, you know. Sometimes we're, this is my friend, sometimes this is my husband, sometimes this is my wife. And it changes. Every life, it changes. Of course, you know, your wife can become your husband in your next life, but that's another thing. That's still a change. What is that? Yeah, that's a bona fide sex change. So, done by Yamaraj, Dr. Yamaraj. So it's just like, it keeps changing. There's nothing you can hold on to. But what you can hold on to is Krishna, and the heart is your best friend. It's so nice. And it gives you, it's real security. It's like a warm, fuzzy, whatever it is, you know, a warm, fuzzy, a teddy bear, and all those other things rolled into one. You understand? The Krishna's there with me. And actually, you go like this, you're embracing him. Because he's in the heart. You can give him a hug. So that's security. Then you become happy. Then you become satisfied. So any questions or comments? We have about 1 minute, 2 minutes. Yes, Jai Shri.
I have a question. You said that the reason you don't remember Krishna is because we want to forget him.
Yes, because we want to be the controller. And modern technology and modern society increases that because we have so much facility for controlling. Only by the association, getting the bhakti lata bij, the association with pure devotees of the Lord. You cannot, I mean, you can get frustrated, yeah, with the material world, but still, it's still about you. You know, then you just become a good mayavadi, or good mayavadi, or bad mayavadi, whatever it is. or damn everybody. But anyway, so you just get frustrated, you know, and then you sing that song, what? Can't get no satisfaction, but I tried. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. Nobody knows the sorrow. So you become a good Mayavadi or commit suicide or something. With Mayavadiness is spiritual suicide. But without the association of a pure devotee, no, you will not change. It doesn't happen. But, yeah. And that's why we have Prabhupada's association that. Without taking the dust of the feet of a pure devotee in one's heart, or the bath from the dust of the feet, then no one can. Even if you execute austerities or do whatever, you know, become a Mayavadi, go to the Himalayas, sit in ice cubes in the middle of the winter, or fire in the middle of the summer. That's a statement by Jad Bharat, the verse I just quoted anyway. I'm just paraphrasing that verse. And without taking without the dust of the feet of the pure devotee, then it's not going to happen. So you need that association. My consciousness didn't change until I had Prabhupada's association. I mean, just be honest. It's not that I was, you know, just a great devotee of the Lord and somehow or other, you know, Prabhupada was just waiting for me to come, you know, somebody popped in. So it's just that as soon as I came in contact with Prabhupada, then there was a little inkling of devotion or real love. And so that's really what changes the association. Therefore, I stress reading Prabhupada's books, hearing from Prabhupada, which is our most important activity of spiritual cultivation, and serving Srila Prabhupada. Mahat Seva Mahuravi Muktes. Okay.